I'm going to skip ahead and read from Self-Portrait in a Convict's Mirror. I'm just the end of a kind of longish poem because it seemed to have an Arizona setting. I've actually never set foot in Arizona before, but I did go through it on a train once, so I feel I might have been influenced by the look of the state. This is the end of the poem, Grand Gallop. Ask a hog what is happening. Go on, ask him. The road just seems to vanish, and not that far in the distance either. The horizon must have been moved up. So it is that by limping carefully from one day to the next, one approaches a worn round stone tower crouching low in the hollow of a gully, with no door or window but a lot of old license plates tacked up over a slit too narrow for a wrist to pass through, and a sign, Van Camp's Pork and Beans. From then on in, angst-colored skies, emotional withdrawals, as the whole business starts to frighten even you, its originator and promoter. The horizon returns as a smile of recognition this time, polite, unquestioning. How long ago high school graduation seems, yet it cannot have been so very long. One has traveled such a short distance. The styles haven't changed much, and I still have a sweater and one or two other things I had then. It seems only yesterday that we saw the movie with the cows in it and turned to one at your side who burped as morning saw a new garnet and pea green order propose itself out of the endless bathos like science fiction lumps. Impossible not to be moved by the tiny number those people wore, indicating they should be raised to this or that power. But now we are at Cape Fear, and the overland trail is impassable, and a dense curtain of mist hangs over the sea. I guess some other states got in there as well.